I think generally Gambians are very excited about this upcoming election. And as you can see, this is the first election in 20 years where we wouldn't have, President Jammeh contesting as a candidate. And so this election is historical, but also, based on our data, it shows that overwhelming majorities of Gambians believe that elections are the best way to choose a leader. And also they believe that their votes do count during elections. So I think this election is really exciting for many, and it's also seen as a very decisive election, particularly post-Jammeh.
You say in your survey that only about 49% of Gambians say that they trust the Independent Electoral Commission of Gambia. What does that mean? And how does that break down in terms of party and opposition supporters?
Our survey data shows that despite the general positive assessment on the electoral process, the trust in the Independent Electoral Commission, the IEC, has declined compared to 2018, where in 2018 you had 64% of the population trusting the commission. This recent survey shows that only 49% of the population trust them. And so, of course, in terms of ruling party opposition, we've seen that, and as expected, more people in the more supporters of the ruling party tend to trust the IEC more compared to those that are in the opposition.
Former President Yahya Jammeh has been in the news recently, particularly during the campaign period. Did you ask your survey participants about him, and what do they think about the former president?
Our survey data shows that 6 in 10 Gambians say that the government should seek the extradition of Jammeh, with a 10 percentage point increase compared to 2018 survey, but also say that people or perpetrators of crimes and human rights violation under Jammeh should also face prosecution.
How large was your survey? I mean, how many people did you interview?
We interviewed 1,200 Gambians in January and February 2001.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to talk with you on Daybreak Africa.
Thank you for having me.